Actually, we've had a good year for black spot this year. You know, we found the disease in, down in Collier County in 2012, and since then, we have found several other groves that have been infected in that area with black spot. We have about 21,000 acres now in Hendry and Collier County that's in quarantine, which that quarantine is established 1 mile out from any positive detection of citrus black spot. So we have about 21,000 acres that's detected there. In that area this past year, we had two expansions of the quarantine. We did find one grove up in Felda that had black spot. And then just to the outside of a quarantine down in Collier County. So the quarantines did not expand too much in South Florida this year. And currently we are surveying 10 miles out from those quarantines to try to find any additional citrus black spot. One thing that we did see this year that it in blocks where citrus black spot was established, either due to weather or just good grower practices, where we found previous infection, this year infection was down significantly. Matter of fact, in some blocks we didn't see any infection at all where we had previously heavy infection. And I think a lot of this is due to the proactive measures that the growers in that area have taken, working with IFAS and some of their management practices to diminish the infection. We also did have a find back in October of 2012 up in Polk County. We found one piece of fruit with two small lesions on it. We continue to survey those groves as fruit matures. We did three surveys and 1 mile out from that corn, from that find this year, and we have not found any other black spot. Our plans going forward is to survey that area again next year, and if we don't find any black spot, then we'll make a decision of where we go from there.
Some growers went to Brazil. They said Brazilians are more worried about black spot than HLB. Is it a serious threat if it gets out of those confined areas?
Certainly citrus black spot causes premature fruit drop. And in Brazil, they've seen significant fruit drop. And this being a fungus, once you get that disease, there's no getting rid of it. Our best hope is to contain that disease through good management practices in the grove and tarping all the trailers that come out of those quarantine areas so it doesn't spread around the state. We have about 34,000 acres of corridor surveys that we do on the main transport corridors from the groves to the processing plants around the state. We survey a half mile out on each side of the road annually to make sure that we don't have any aren't spreading CBS that way. The biggest current problem with CBS in Florida is that fruit that is infected with CBS cannot go to the European Union. And, of course, the growers on the East Coast, the grapefruit growers on the river, are particularly concerned about getting black spot in that area because it will greatly diminish their exports to the European Union.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.